Father, give us eyes to see and ears to hear in this class, because it's a time and a season in the body of Christ that we as ministers and leaders have to know exactly what's going on. And a lot of visible things, Father, is frightening. So help me to teach this class tonight, that they'll be able to take their families and their ministries and walk through this thing with insight. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Partnering with the invisible. Partnering with the invisible. Hebrews 11, 1, 3, and 6, and Mark 9, 23. Mark 9, 23, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, when you're partnering with the invisible, faith is partnering with the invisible, producing unlimited powers of faith. Now, listen very carefully to what's about to be said, because things going to get looking dim, ugly, as if the church doesn't matter, but yet the church has to know she has the power, and you as a believer have to know you have the power. So watch this statement. Faith is partnering with the invisible in the light of scriptures. Usually, now catch this, for the accomplishment of the impossible. So we got two words there, invisible, causing to manifest the so-called impossible. That's a look at your faith right there. In Hebrews 11, 24, by faith Moses, he did it by faith, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Why? Visibly, the being a son of Pharaoh's daughter was the major thing you would desire, because she was rich and everything. But Moses knew by faith there was something better than being the son of Pharaoh's daughter. So that's why faith don't permit things that are seen to trip it up. Okay, all right. Let me read this. Moses was in active partnership with the invisible. That's what faith is supposed to do, put you in active partnership with the invisible. So he was empowered. He was empowered, is another strong word, to accomplish the impossible in Egypt. So that invisible partnership empowers you to accomplish things that are not normal. All right? The word spirit world, supernatural, the creative forces that are on the inside of you, faith caused them to start manifesting as you believe God. As one man, Moses, he held a whole nation to ransom. One man. And no man was able to touch him. Hear it? That active partnership with God changed his status. And God said to him, watch what God said to him in Exodus 7 and 1. You might want to look at that. This is what faith do. Faith make you a god to the system. Oh, my God. faith make you, if you know what you're doing, faith make you a god to situation. You understand? Because faith, class, has power to create things that cannot be seen naturally. So here God said to Moses, because Moses had faith and had partnership with the invisible, also made him had, listen to this, partnership with the impossible to become possible. God said to Moses, see, Now that's very important. You see that word? See, you in Exodus 7:1, see I made you a God unto Pharaoh. See, that word is so important because he's telling them, see beyond the natural. See, in a natural sight, Pharaoh was the God. But the Lord said, see. Now, there's another instance that God dealt with this type of invisible partnership. And, what a scripture, Lord. I need to find it because I want you to see this. But I got to make sure where it is. I looked at it the other day, and Joshua said, turn to Joshua chapter 6. Turn to Joshua, and this is the aspect of what faith is a partner with the invisible. It then faith then calls you to abide in the gifts of the Spirit. They are invisible, but they do invisible things. But here in Joshua 6, it said, now Jericho was strictly shut up, verse 1, because the children of Israel, none went out and none came in. Now watch in verse 2 what the Lord said to Joshua. And you're going to need this sometime. Notice verse 1 again. Now Jericho was strictly shut up. Don't let nothing could be done because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Now, problems are going to arrive in your life like that. Situation is going to arrive. There's no way in, no way out. All right? But when your faith is connected in that invisible partnership, it means that now you are empowered to do the impossible. Now, this is another level of teaching on faith. I want you to understand that. Because what I'm about to show you now in verse 2, you remember what he said? See, I made you a God to Pharaoh, right?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying, faith makes you a God to every situation that is contrary to the word of God. Write that down. Faith makes you a God to every situation that is contrary to the will of God, to the word of God, to the way of God, to the work of God. See. So therefore, you're not walking by the scenario that Satan has set in your face through his worldly power or through his worldly system. You see beyond that because you know that you're beyond that. Now look at the second verse. Jericho strictly shut up, none going in, none going out. And the Lord said to Joshua, what did he say to Joshua?
See.
Underline that. I have given unto thy hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor. I'm not going to go any further. You just read it. The wall of Jericho fell. The wall of Jericho fell in an awkward manner in the natural. It don't seem to make sense to be marching around a wall. But if you read that story, you'll see they march around it. But I got to go further now. See, I made you a God to Pharaoh. His active partnership, Moses, with God empowered him to do the impossible. Do the impossible. Now, we know what Mark 10:27 said. Look at Mark 10:27. Very important. For with man is impossible, with God, nothing is impossible. But that's a faith statement. Mark 10:27. That's a faith statement. Is it 10:27? Huh? Yeah, you see, that's important. We're studying partnering with the invisible. That's what we're describing faith. I may have taught this earlier in the semester, but the Holy Spirit said bring it back because of what we're seeing now. We're going to see a lot of things in the nation, a lot of things in what we're seeing COVID-19 all over the world. So we got to know that whatever, if the medical field, if the White House say there's nothing we can do, we have to see beyond that. We have to see beyond medicine. We have to see beyond lawyer. We have to see beyond that. And faith can. It always can. All right? All right. Listen to this statement very carefully, because you're going to need it in ministry and need it in your life. Faith is not moving God to act. Faith is working with God in getting things done. I'm going to say that again. Faith is not moving God to act. Faith is working with God in getting things done. So we talk about Daniel, talk about Moses. They operated in the invisible, and they were able to accomplish the impossible. He was sold to three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel, put in your note, Daniel chapter 3 and 6. In Daniel 3:17, it says, our God, well, the case seemed hopeless. They ain't got no power, but they answer these people, our God whom we serve, write down Daniel 3:17. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us, and we will, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. And on delivering, they locked up, they got chained, these people are throwing their tail in the fire, but they operate in the invisible partnership which empowered them to receive the impossible. That's what faith is. It was said, now faith is the substance, Hebrews 11:1, of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It functions in the invisible. The things that are not seen does not mean the thing does not exist. Right. And your partnership, Amos 3:7 says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? Faith is a divine agreement between you and God. Faith takes you out of the situation, out of the system, and place you in the realm of the spirit that created the system. Are you following me, Clan? This is going to be so important down the line. I wish 40 years ago I had this, but I had to come through certain steps to get here. All right? Active faith qualified them for active partnership with the invisible. Get that? Active faith. Active faith. When you're acting in faith, it qualifies you to have active partnership with the invisible. There's a scripture in Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and it has this statement, that calling things that be not as though they were, and it's not in the scripture, but for they are. See. And so faith is a creative force that use your imagination and your visualization. Okay? All right. Your imagination is a gift that God has given you to have a picture of what you believe in for, and to actualize it through, let's see, you have imagination through vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Well, if your faith does not have any vision, it will perish. The vision has to come from God. You have to see, and the vision is in God's word. So when you're looking in God's word and God starts revealing his word to you, you stop looking at the situation, because now you can see the solution. And that's where faith holds you in position in the spirit to do the impossible. That's where miracles, signs, and wonders, because when that starts happening, the Holy Spirit come in with you then to cause things to happen, what you believe in God for. So I know, class, you understand. We've been going about 15 minutes. We've been operating on the surface of faith. You see what I'm saying? This class here will take you in a deeper depth for your personal life and ministry. All right. Active faith qualified them for active partnership with the invisible. When they were cast in the fire, the Bible said there was a fourth man in the fire, like the Son of God. The invisible appeared by the active faith of man. The Bible says concerning this, And he commanded the most mighty men that was in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cast them into the burning fire for them. Daniel 3:20. The man who threw them in, you see the 27th verse, they were burned. Just showing you how faith causes the invisible to manifest. Those boys had faith, and they caused Jesus to manifest in that fire in the form of an angel to protect them. Same scenario when you're dealing with something. All right. Look at Daniel 3:28. It said, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servant that trusted in him and have changed the king's word. Now, the king can be a baboon or a bastard. You can change his word. Satan turned into those things. By faith, he can't stop you. He can't. Their trust in him provoked their active partnership with the invisible, the three Hebrew words, which enabled them to accomplish the impossible. Are you getting this, class? You see, invisible, impossible, empowerment. We have to see this. We have to go back to Hebrews 11 and 1. We got to see this. Now, that word now going to become real to you. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. See, now faith. Now you can understand, class, how is that? Because faith puts you in partnership with the invisible and the ability to do the impossible by a divine empowerment from God. Therefore, again, I repeat myself, now you call things that be not as though they were. But there are certain people you can't call it around because they're not going to understand that level of faith. So you don't want to hurt. See, we're talking about maturing in faith. If you're dealing with something in your family, there's some things you can't tell them, because they're not going to understand that language you're talking in. You follow me? All right. Now, when you understand that faith is a partnership with the invisible God, the invisible spirit, and the invisible answer, the invisible has no choice but to appear on your behalf. Active partnership with the invisible. Yes, I'm going to read something about that. We're talking about faith now. When I say active partnership with the invisible, we're talking about faith, right? Your active partnership will commit God active involvement in the affair of your life and in the pursuit of your vision any day. We'll read that again. Your active, and we're talking about faith now, your active partnership will commit God. Faith commits God. Active involvement in the affairs of your life and in the pursuit of your vision any day. It was here what Daniel said in Daniel 6:22, just put in your notes when you're studying this. My God has sent his angels and have stopped the mouth of the lion, and they have not hurt me. It was the invisible, good God Almighty, that appeared in the den of lion on the platform of faith. I just see a hospital room. It was the invisible that appeared in the den of lion, but it appeared on the platform of faith. So I see the invisible going with you and empowering you for the impossible from henceforth. You got it? For I see the invisible going with you and empowering you for the impossible from henceforth. No force from hell shall be able to devour the mandate that God had placed on your life. Powerful man. Now listen, listen, children. It takes your active faith to qualify for active partnership with the invisible. I'm gonna get that again because that is not Sunday school lesson here. Listen, it takes your active faith, active believing. Mark 9:23 says, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Now I took your father, Claire, I took you, turning back to Hebrews 11:6. I took your father. The Holy Spirit showed us something in that verse. Without faith, got to be active. It's impossible to please God. So now, all impossibilities in your life, you creating them. That slapped my face, isn't it?
Yeah.
Without faith, it's because he said we can do the impossible.
Right.
But without faith, active faith is impossible. Please God, he that cometh to God, and I told you something very important, that must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, when you're operating in faith, you can't just go after the answer.
Yeah.
See, because for lack of better words, what is good words? You're not going to be able to keep up. Mm-hmm. See, because when you go just for what you want, you're not getting the fuel to get it. See, he's a reward of them that didn't just seek him. So even in crisis and stuff that you're going through or something you're believing for, you cannot ignore the fact of seeking him, because he's the one that causes your faith to go in the right direction. Best way I can say it, you, I mean, you might have a better revelation, but that's, and I think that's one of the crippling factors in the word of faith. They're in a gimme scenario, or they're trying to get exactly what they want, but they're really not seeking him. And the seeking him aspect of faith is, come get it, going crazy again. The seeking aspect of active faith that works in the impossible, the secret of it is, You gotta seek him. So, two words I want to bring back to you. I think you got them. Believe and seek. Now, he says, you know, the Bible says in Matthew 7:7, asking should be given, seeking you find, knocking the door be open. But that based on Romans 12:2. At the end of Romans 12:2 says, good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So all these things got to be in alignment. You can't use faith naked. Faith has to have some counterparts with it that you're believing and seeking God. I think that every person that you minister to and every person that's under the sound of my voice now, you can stop and see what you believe in God for, and then ask yourself, am I really seeking God? See, because, watch this now, because the Spirit of God just spoke to me. God always has the information for the transformation. What you believing for? See. God always have, let's get it better. God always have the revelation for the transformation that move beyond information. Satan can tantalize you with information and what's visible. Faith take you out the information zone and take you out the visible zone and take you in the revelation zone and take you into the manifestation zone. Are you seeing that? And not in his book, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm teaching out of book, but a lot of stuff that the Holy Spirit is bringing up as we go, all right? It takes your active faith to qualify for active partnership with the invisible. Mm-hmm. Now the Bible tells us clearly in John 4:24, God is a spirit. Mm-hmm. So the spirit world acts as invisible. Mm-hmm. So when the scripture says, for we walk by faith and not by sight, it's talking about walking in the invisible. Mm-hmm. Are you following me? Mm-hmm. And that's a divine privilege. Divine privilege, I almost say in a divine present, P-R-E-S-E-N, no, well, how you spell present when somebody give you a gift? That's it, P-R-E-S-E-N-T? Mm-hmm. Yeah, divine present from God. Now here's another, this is so powerful. Faith is a form of spiritual engraftment into divinity, which enables one to walk in practical dominion here on earth. I'll give it to you again. Faith is a form of spiritual engraftment into divinity, which enables one to walk in practical dominion here on earth. So now we're talking about faith dominion, dominating by faith from a divine perspective. I don't have to see nothing. I believe, and I'm seeking God. And God always come through. Here, I'm going to just read what he got. Grafting is an agriculture term. It is the taking of the stem of a tree and grafting it into another tree. When that happened, the nature of engrafted stem changed. It now draws directly from the new stock and begin to bear fruit after the order of the new stock it is grafted into. That is what faith does. It grafts the natural into the immortal. That is, mortality is now grafted into immortality, so that mortality now enjoys the nature of immortality. You see it? Paul the Apostle, by the revelation of the Spirit, brought forth an amazing light regarding this mystery. And look in Romans 11:19. And here's what it says. Thou wilt say then, the branches was broken off that I might be grafted in. So he says here, for what faith does is to graft you into God, so that you are now drawing directly from God. See, you start bearing what God bears. That's what faith does. Actually, class, don't get scared now. Faith, if you operate in faith right, it make you a God. Mm-hmm. It puts you in dominion. You are fully persuaded. You can see it. You have embraced it. You saying it. I mean, nothing can stop you. So what faith does is to graft you into God so that you are now drawing directly from God. That's powerful. The nature of God then began to find expression in you by faith. Let's look at some scripture here. I'm not going to have time to go in that scripture because I'm going to half hour class. Y'all getting so much information in a half hour. That'll be enough to handle you. So now I want you to just rethink how faith calls us to operate in the invisible, empowering us to do the impossible. That's enough to meditate on 3 years right there. Therefore, you're calling things that be not as though you were. And therefore, I give you Joshua 6:2 to emphasize seeing things. Faith is seeing what God sees. Faith is saying what God saying. Faith is having what God is having. Faith is creative. Faith function in your imagination. Faith function in your vision.